Here's the IDG Global IT News Update with the latest technology news from around the world.
Expensive legal battles have caused Torrent Spy, the search engine for the BitTorrent file sharing service, to shut down. A note on the homepage of Torrent Spy's website said it's shutting down, quote, not due to any court order or agreement, end quote, but because of a team decision. Torrent Spy was a search engine that helped visitors find torrent files on the web. Torrent files are often music or movie files stored in an easily shared file format. The search engine came under legal fire from the entertainment industry, which in general does not want licensed content to be distributed royalty-free. Charlie Miller took the first of three laptop computers and a $10,000 cash prize Thursday after breaking into a MacBook Air at the CanSec West Security Conference's hacking contest. Show organizers offered a Sony Vaio, Fujitsu U810, and the MacBook as prizes, saying they could be won by anybody at the show who could find a way to hack into each of them and read the contents of a file on the system, using a previously undisclosed zero-day attack. Miller, best known as one of the researchers who first hacked Apple's iPhone last year, didn't take much time. Within 2 minutes, he directed the contest organizers to visit a website that contained his exploit code, which then allowed him to seize control of the computer as about 20 onlookers cheered him on. For the second straight month, a ComScore report suggests that Google's revenue engine is slowing down. The report is available only to ComScore clients, but a ComScore spokesman said that its findings are accurately rendered in a note authored Wednesday by Citigroup analysts Mark Mahaney and James Samford. A key takeaway from the Citigroup analysts: in February, clicks on Google's U.S. search ads grew only 3.1% year-on-year. Coupled with a 0.3% year-on-year decline in January, also per ComScore, a trend is emerging that Google's pay-per-click ad business may be losing steam, after powering the search giant to mind-blowing levels of revenue and profit growth for years. Microsoft's brand power has been in sharp decline over the past 4 years, an indication the company is losing credibility and mindshare with U.S. business users, according to a recent study by market research firm Core Brand. According to the Core Brand Power 100 2007 study, which pulled about 12,000 U.S. business decision makers, Microsoft dropped from number 12 in the ranking of the most powerful U.S. company brands in 2004 to number 59 last year. In 1996, the company ranked number 1 in brand power among 1,200 top companies in about 50 industries. And those are the top stories from the IDG Global IT News Update, brought to you by the IDG News Service. I'm Sumner Lemon in Singapore. Join us again later for more news from the world of technology.